From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrike that hits hospital in Syria believed to be from Russians. The sound of men frantically digging through the debris after an airstrike in Syria's Idlib province left a hospital completely decimated. The hospital in northwestern Syria was supported by Doctors Without Borders. VOA's Jamie Detmer is on the scene at a hospital in Kilis where the wounded have been taken, and he says it goes beyond a single medical facility.
I mean, in fact, it's not just one hospital that was hit today. There were four. Two in Idlib province, two in Aleppo province. One hospital was a pediatric hospital just over the border from Kilis at Azaz, which had been struck before. And some of the injured from that hospital were being brought over, as well as the injured from a school that had been sheltering displaced Syrians elsewhere in northern Aleppo countryside as well.
Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the airstrikes were believed to have been carried out by Russian aircraft. Group said nine people were killed and dozens were wounded. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday that his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take the town of Azaz, located a few kilometers south of its border. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters, otherwise known as the YPG, several times in recent days. And Mr. Davutoğlu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby airbase, then Turkish forces will make it unusable. In the meantime, Turkey's foreign minister says no decision has been made on a ground force against the Islamic State, which some analysts say could dangerously widen the conflict. This is VOA News. Ukraine's political crisis deepened Monday with the resignation of the deputy prosecutor general, who accused his superior of running a dead institution with no independence. Henry Ridgewell reports 2 years after the Maidan protests, the fight against corruption has taken center stage, with a key debate on the government's future set for Tuesday.
The resignation of Ukraine's deputy prosecutor general follows a similar move by economy minister Ivaras Abramovichius earlier this month, who at the time accused loyalists of Ukraine's president of widespread corruption.
It's a crisis of trust. It's a crisis of values. I think we really need to use this opportunity to bring in a completely different set of people with a completely different mindset.
That opportunity could come Tuesday when Parliament convenes to debate a report on the coalition government's performance, which could force a confidence vote. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russia claims it's abiding by the year-old Minsk agreement, which mandates demilitarization in return for Kyiv giving more autonomy to rebel-held regions. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb explosion has killed the country's former defense minister. A police officer at the scene said the bomb had been planted underneath the car of Muhyiddin Mohammed Haji Ibrahim. He was the former defense minister who had worked as an advisor for the Somali parliament. The blast occurred Monday in Mogadishu's KM4 neighborhood. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election between two former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. The winner will replace a transitional government put in place in 2014 when President Francois Bozize was pushed from office. And former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert began a 19-month prison term today. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Olmert is the first former Israeli prime minister to serve time behind bars. He was convicted of bribery in a real estate scandal over events that occurred earlier when he was mayor of Jerusalem. In a statement before entering the prison, Olmert continued to claim innocence. I categorically deny that I ever took a bribe, he said. Nevertheless, Olmert was found guilty of accepting about $130,000 in bribes to promote the construction of a luxury apartment complex in Jerusalem. Olmert admitted that he made mistakes, but denied any criminal wrongdoing. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Mr. Olmert is the latest of many senior Israeli officials to serve prison time. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.